You're listening to The Den on WDET HD2 101.9-2. Your host Agnieszka is interviewing Kyle Hall today, who came in to do a live spin for us very graciously right before he leaves for his tour in Europe. So we caught up with Kyle and I'm going to ask him a few questions and then get a live spin from him at the end. So hey Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
Cool.
So Kyle actually played at Denf, and that was your first time playing at Denf this year, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences there with the festival this year?
It's pretty simple, you know. It wasn't simple for me because I actually did this program for Ford Fiesta and did commercial promoting the car and things like that in Miami, and it kind of followed me around and stuff. Like, the festival's called Movement Festival. That's the formal name for it. So the whole campaign was about Kyle Hall's road to movement, and so, you know, did a lot of like on camera type stuff, and then of course I played on Saturday and stuff, and so it was cool.
How was the set? How did people respond? Or
oh yeah, I guess they really liked it. It seemed like people responded positively. I've seen good write-ups about it and good feedback.
What was the best part about playing the festival this year instead of just attending?
I don't know. It's cool to be a part of something that I guess is known in Detroit as a, you know, as something that comes from Detroit, like techno music. It's cool to be associated with that, I guess. That's a cool thing about it. But, I mean, it felt like a natural progression, like I should be there, so it wasn't.
Yeah, definitely. This is your city.
Yeah,
this is your festival.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's my festival. Yeah.
That's cool. So how did you kind of get into electronic music then, especially coming from Detroit? I mean, you've got all these people around you that are able to help you, influence you. So have you kind of taken from that, or where did you get your start?
Yeah, I mean, I had that taught me how to spin. And then I started buying records on my own, and then you know, hanging out with more people around the city that do this, you know, like Rick Wilhite and, Theo Parrish and guys like that kind of helped me early on. Mike Huckabee, Alvin Hill. I mean, it's like countless people that kind of had some type of influence that, you know, that are in that scene and helped start that scene. So.
And I know your family comes from a musical background as well, but they're a little bit different. They're more jazzy, some even opera and violin and
stuff
as well.
Yeah.
So what do you personally like about electronic music that inspires you to create it even?
It's just very free. That's the thing about electronic music. It's the rules are there are no rules really. So, I mean, that's the cool thing about electronic music and just be able to create things, you know, like using machines, like that's pretty cool, you know, using something, you know, like electricity that's not exactly, you know, naturally produced, you know, well, it is in a way, electricity is, but, you know, as opposed to physical actions, you know, causing reactions, it's actually, you know, computation that causes reaction and other things like, you know, transistors and things like that, you know, and synthesis and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, you know, so that's what makes it interesting and fun and makes me want to do it.
Been making music then?
I started making music like around the age of 13, pretty much like a little bit after I started DJing.
Mm-hmm. So. Have you found a solid style of yours yet, or kind of are you still in the experimental phase? Or
I mean, you should always be in the experimental phase. You should never, you know, inhibit yourself to a certain style. Well, that's my opinion, but there's definitely stuff I like. Yeah, everybody has like things that they're more, you know, prone to do, like while they're creating music and things, and that's just natural. So I mean, I just, you know, I guess I go for a feeling when I'm making certain stuff. So, but your imprint gets on whatever you make, whether, you know, if you're really being honest about the music you're making and not just manipulating machinery. You know, it's actually music. That's what I think. That's what dictates whether it's it's honest or not, because if you're putting yourself into it, so if you put yourself into it, it's going to have your touch on it somehow. So I probably do have some type of distinctive sound, but I shouldn't be aware of it, and I don't think I will be, because that's a problem when you become aware of it.
Yeah. All right, cool. And so how, you're leaving for Europe tomorrow, even to start a fest, or to start a few festivals and a few clubs as well.
Yeah.
How did the whole European tour come about?
Well, I mean, I've been like touring like about since August and stuff like that. Like, actually, like first place I played was in Cologne, Germany. And
love that city.
Yeah, it's very nice, very peaceful city. Probably one of my favorite cities in Germany. I mean, it's very nice, like pretty. You know, I like that. Has stuff. But anyway, yeah, I'm through a friend of mine that brought me over to play for her party and stuff, and another friend of mine, DJ Hudat, played with me too, came over there from Detroit, and that was my first, I guess, European experience playing over there. And then after that, you know, that stuff just kept continuing, you know, just from me releasing music, because prior to me touring, I was releasing records, and that's how you get booked, you know, is by releasing music and people knowing who you are through that. So, yeah, that's how it started.
Very cool. And what kind of places are you going to be playing at this time around in Europe, and how long are you
going to
be there
for? Well, I'm playing Copenhagen. It's a spot called the Dunkel Bar, I believe. It's a club. I've never been there before. It's my first time going to Denmark. Playing the Worldwide Festival, which is Giles Peterson's festival, BBC radio guy. That's so it's like an outdoor kind of event in France. And then after that, I'm playing Ibiza, which is in Spain. Yeah, playing.
It's like the mecca for all electronic, music.
It's a lot there. It's.
So mostly clubs and festivals?
Yeah, I'm playing clubs, festival, playing Ministry of Sound on my birthday. That's in London. It's a pretty big club. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So you said you've played in Europe before then, right?
Yeah, multiple times, yeah.
And what's the difference between the European crowd and the American crowd? Is there one that you prefer, or
It's different because they kind of get it more over there, like just in Europe in general, because music is more commercialized. It's more popular over there. Over here, we have mostly what we call top 40 pop radio, you know, so they're more accustomed to it and they're very familiar with it, you know. So it's not, you know, it's just like if you go here, you know, you go to what kids listen to now? Gucci Man or something? Or what's a pop singer that's popular? Lady Gaga. Yeah. It's like that. It's like we like Lady Gaga over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's you know, they like our stuff. Like people here like Lady Gaga, you know, and they like Lady Gaga over there a little bit too, I think. You know, I don't know, whatever. But you know, it's just the point is that, you know, it's more popular and more prevalent over there. So of course there's a larger reaction and more excited reaction. But I've played some places in the States that I've gotten love, but that's more people who are enthusiasts, I feel, a lot of times. Or sometimes just, you know, it might be a good party and people just there to party. So,
Do you find yourself playing often in Detroit?
Not really that much. I would like to a little bit more. But no, I haven't really been playing much in Detroit outside of small parties now and then in the festival.
Okay, cool. You're listening to WDET 101.9-2. This is The Den. We're interviewing Kyle Hall right now, local Detroit DJ who's leaving for Europe soon and has a CD coming out in July as well. So I just want to ask you a little bit about more about that CD.
Actually, it's not a CD. It's a vinyl piece.
Okay.
And it's coming out digitally also, but not CD format. It's 12-inch records. That's what I release.
And is that coming out on your label?
Yep.
Wild Oats?
Yeah, Wild Oats, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about Wild Oats? Like, how is that running your own label?
Yeah, it's cool. It's work. But starting your own imprint, it gives you complete control, you know, but it also gives you responsibility too, you know. Paying for things and, you know, talking to distributors and, you know. But it's great because I get to put out exactly what I want to put out.
Yeah. How is that? How is the production process for when you're making music yourself? Like, You know, how long does it usually take you to make a song, or when can you decide that something is done once you've done it?
Sometimes I do things really quickly. Sometimes I do things in 10 minutes. Sometimes I do things in 3 days. I feel it's done when I think it's done, I guess. I don't really have a determining kind of thing that I do, but I mean, it's, you know, the music making process is probably the easiest part, you know. I mean, well, it's not the easiest part, but that's the most immediate part that you have complete control over to get done however fast you want to get it done. So then you have the manufacturing part, which is up to the people who are, you know, those are another set of factors once you have other people involved in things.
Do you find that you release mostly your own music, or do you have other artists that you release?
Yeah, I release like pretty much all my own music. I've done some collaboratory kind of things. Like I've done something kind of with a live band, like on my second Wild Oats release. And then like the third one I did a co-production with a young guy by the name of the Quran, who's from Detroit too. It's like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, like I mean, yeah, I've been like working with like people on other projects like outside of my label also. You know, I've done like some stuff with Ant Fiddler. Like, you know, I've worked with some other, you know, friends of mine and stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So Kyle, I don't know if people can tell this from just listening to the interview, but would you tell the audience how old you are?
I'm 18.
18 years old, yep. And that's amazing. And you've been making music since you were 13.
Yep, since I was 13, yep.
Did you see yourself where you're at now, you know, a few years ago when you started this? Like, were you imagining playing festivals in Europe? And
well, I had that goal in mind, and I see all other people can do it. So, I mean, it was kind of, you know, it's just something that you had to reach. Matter of you sticking with something. So, yeah, like, I was like, I want to be, like, really good, you know.
No, that's amazing. And definitely you are good. We're going to be hearing a live mix from Kyle. And so can you tell us a little bit, I guess, about what you're going to spin?
Well, I started off with, like, one of my tracks, like, on Third Ear. It's called Must See. It's on a UK label. And this came out pretty recently. And I'd say, early June it was released. And like I played some other tunes that I like, you know, some other things, a lot of Detroit stuff. I have some Omar S in there, some, I can't remember exactly offhand right now, but all the stuff.
Yeah, you're getting into it for sure.
Yeah.
Take your hand.
Started like this. So how's your evening so far?
Bonsoir, ça va fantastique, mon amour.
Yeah.
We are interviewing Kyle Hall for The Den. This is your host, Agnieszka. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're listening to now? I mean, the artists, like you said, you've spun a few of them, but is there anything outside maybe electronic that you listen to, or do you like listening to this genre the most?
Well, see, the thing is about electronic music, the genre is so broad that it encompasses a lot of different stuff, so it's not like you're listening to the same thing just because it's electronically produced music. If you think about it, the majority of music that everybody listens to is electronically produced. So, I mean, I guess the main thing I listen to is electronic music. So, whether it be, you know, subgenres, I guess, like, you know, people immediately think of house and techno or whatever, just because it just has that connotation, techno being technology, therefore electronic. But just that is, pop music is all produced by computers anyway. So, whatever. Yeah. But I listen to a lot of stuff, you know, One thing I could say there's some things I kind of tend not to listen to as much, of course, you know, but I listen to a lot of stuff.
Well, lots of things I could say I don't listen to, but I'm not going to. Yeah. So how do your friends feel about this? I mean, you know, being 18 years old, did you just recently graduate college? I'm sorry, high school?
I'd be a genius if I graduated college, right?
And making music at 18.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The real prodigy here. So,
you graduated in high school recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to college? Or are you doing any kind of further education?
Oh, like right now I'm touring, so
okay.
I don't really have time for school.
So is this
too
what
cool
you do? Is this what you do for money? Like your electronic music?
Yes.
As a day job? That's awesome.
It's my life job, not my day job.
Yeah,
my
life
career.
Life job.
Yep.
Cool. So do you know of any, maybe your friends or any other upcoming artists that we should look for? Something that's,
it's a lot of stuff, man. Like, it's people from like, of course, like my buddies and stuff, they're working on stuff like Scrummage. It's kind of like a band. They do like experimental stuff.
Yeah, you know, we
like,
know Scrummage.
Yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, them. and then like, you know, like my buddies that do like techno and stuff like that. My buddy DJ Conspiracy, Manny, and my friend DJ Hoodat. You know, she runs a record store also in the Russell Industrial Center.
Oh, cool.
She's coming along with stuff. He's like all over the board. Like, I have another friend, Sterling Tolles. He's been doing stuff for a while. He does some really experimental kind of hip hop stuff, just kind of spacey stuff. I think he actually did something at WDT before, like a whole, yeah, probably in one of your archives somewhere.
Right,
look for it. It's like some crazy stuff. It's a project called the Surrogate Canaribis. Like, that's Detroit's motto. Like, I think it's like rise from the ashes or something.
Okay.
Like that.
That's, yeah,
along those lines. But yeah, he did like a whole project about that. I think he talked about that. Like, it's somewhere in these archives. You got to find that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll look for it.
But
sure.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people. I mean, it's like buddies overseas and stuff that make stuff like Space Dimension Controller. He's from Belfast, Ireland. He's doing some pretty sick stuff. I remixed one of his records recently. For Clone Records, and they have like a sub label called Royal Oak, and that was actually where it was leased. So it's a label in Amsterdam. It's a lot of young guys coming out doing stuff more recently, which is cool. Guys like Floating Points, another good friend of mine, he's a London based producer.
Seems like we have a great legacy here already.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's
continuing.
Like people, there's people that have been doing it for like a while, like my friend Jen Ziri. Like, she's like a killer DJ, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like tons of people. I could go on all day. Like,
yeah.
I'd be looking through my phone, looking at the name. Okay, yeah, that person. Yep, that. Yeah, shoot. I hope I ain't forgetting nobody. Nobody get mad. So. I love y'all.
No worries. And just last question for you, Kyle. Where can we find some of your music? Like, where can we apprehend these vinyls or 12-inch?
I mean, you can get it from Fit Distribution, which is in Detroit. That's another guy that's, you know, running a positive business for Detroit electronic producers. And he has an office. I think he just moved his office over on Woodward in the basement of People's Records. He has a website, fitdetroit.com, where you can get the stuff. And that's like the local way to kind of get it. And you also get it from stores. I believe it's at Threads, to Ya Dig Records. That's in the Russell Industrial Center. Threads is a Hamtramck.
Mm-hmm. Can people find your music online at all?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, I was just trying to hit the local spots to support Detroit first, but yeah,
course,
like it's there more than anywhere. You know, you can actually digitally, it's available on Bleep, bleep.com. I'm trying to do more digital distribution now. I've kind of been the analog guy for a while, so I think I'm probably gonna do a mass digital distribution, so it's gonna be everywhere, like all digital stores. But the vinyl, you can always get that directly from me. Just hit me on my MySpace, or you can get it through the stores here, or you can get it from like pretty much any record store online that sells vinyl. If you type in Kyle Hall, you're gonna find something there.
So, yeah, great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us then, and thanks a lot for doing the live spin, especially on such short notice, and especially because you're leaving for Europe and have so many things to take care of beforehand. So for the listeners, if you're interested, Kyle Hall is who we've been interviewing. You can find him on his MySpace, and then, of course, check back the archives on our WordPress page. It's at thedendetroit.wordpress.com. So again, thanks, Kyle, and safe travels.
All right,
have a blast in Europe. And thanks again.
Thank you.